Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away?
All right. Welcome back to the Just for Fun cast, where we're just having a good time talking about the things that we are interested in. My name is James. Thank you for joining me today on what is a highly anticipated on my behalf. Again, I'm not sure anyone's listening to this, so probably not anticipated by anyone out there, but I have wanted to start this series in the podcast for a while. And I thought there'd be no better way to start it than with Cheers. And what the series is, I guess I should tell you, is I want to watch the first episode and the finale of historic shows, right? Great shows, TV shows that really resonate with people. And just kind of go over the aesthetic changes, the character changes. Just I like the idea of kind of time traveling from this thing that was like an innocent baby, a pilot episode that who knows if it has any legs, to then quickly snap forward to a beloved show that's being aired one last time where people are saying goodbye to it. And really, for me, the reason I chose Cheers is because, you know, I grew up in the early 90s, mid-90s, and I was a big Seinfeld fan. Obviously, if you listen to this podcast, you'll see the Seinfeld rankings that we've been plugging away on. We're still working on that. I just don't want to shoot the moon with those too quickly and be done. But Seinfeld was the first show I truly fell in love with. But the first show I was aware of was Cheers, right? Like, it was just slightly before my time. The same way some really great Boston Celtics teams, the Larry Bird years, were just before my time. Cheers was that way for me. So I've seen Cheers. I've watched episodes. I've probably watched more than I remember. But the characters and the storylines are just faint enough, just far enough out of reach for me, that I thought it would be a lot of fun to go back and take a look at Cheers and how it looked at the start of the pilot and how it looked at the finale. And everybody knows Your Name, right? Everybody knows how Cheers ends with the lights out and Sorry We're Closed, but how does it begin, you know? So what we're going to do is, if you want to watch along with me, it's going to be, I found the easiest way to watch Cheers is on Paramount Plus. I'm not paid to say that, but it's just, you know, got all the episodes straight up and it's easy. You can find episodes here and there, but anyway, I'm on Paramount Plus, and what I'm going to do is we're going to load up and we're going to start season one, episode one, and I'll do a countdown, 3, 2, 1, play, and we'll watch along and I'll just comment a little bit on what we're seeing. And this is a very laid back episode. If you know, whatever you're into, if you've got your beverage of choice, or if you're a THC person and you just want to check out Cheers with me, I'd love to have you watch along. I want to share my thoughts on it. And I'll be looking up, you know, info as we go and just trying to get a feel for it. And if this works out the way I hope it does, we'll be doing a lot more of these. If you have a favorite show that you love and you want to come on and do a first and last with me, that would be great. I'd love to do it. You know, whatever your show is, a show I've never seen before. I don't know why the first idea came to me was Gilmore Girls. I know people who love Gilmore Girls. I'd watch the first and last, or shows that I've seen 100 times, like Breaking Bad, or, you know, whatever. I don't really care what it is. I'm interested, but I thought Cheers would be fun. So anyway, what we're going to do here is cue it up in a moment, season one, episode one, and we'll do the countdown, 3, 2, 1, play. And then as we're going, I'll update you. I have the non-commercial version of Paramount Plus. So, you know, if you have commercials, I'll give you timestamps as we go. And thanks for joining me on this one, and let's chill out and watch some Cheers. So, yeah, hang in there with me while we get set up, and I'll give you the countdown in just a moment. All right, if you're ready, we are looking at a runtime of 24 minutes and 58 seconds for Season 1, Episode 1 of Cheers. And thanks for joining me. Let's start the countdown, and we'll press play in 3, 2, 1, play. Ticking away, 4 seconds in. Here we go, the exterior shot. famous. Ted Danson. So was this Ted Danson's first thing? Or was this his first big thing? Ted Danson of Curb Your Enthusiasm fame. What a great set. Right? Already looks polished. It doesn't look like a dirty old pilot. Look at this guy. 14-year-old coming in to ask for a beer, it looks like. Shut up. How about a beer, Chief? It's crazy to think that back then an ID was like something, you know, every time you get alcohol or anything these days, you get carded. It's standard issue. It was gross. That's a good line. Must have fought in Vietnam, so 1944. And they said he would have been 38, so what's the start in 1982? I should have looked it up. Poor hosting by me. Okay, here we go. So that's a little cold open, and this is it, the famous theme song. This was a song I knew before I even knew what songs were. I think we learned to play this in music class when I was a kid. If anybody out there remembers that. Iconic photos. I'm sure there's a lot of people who have these, you know, in their bar at their house or in their basement, or they own a bar. But you couldn't ask for more iconic, you know, drinking photos. Rhea Perlman. George Wendt. We're sorry. We miss you, buddy. I think George Wendt just passed, right? Look at this guy. I always thought, you know, they end on this happy, drunk, 20-something-year-old man. I always thought he looked like that's how you want to feel when you have a couple beers. All right, so this kid's got to go back to high school. Right, okay. Shelley Long. So this is it, right? This is Shelley Long, her big break as well. But we're not going to see her in the finale. She doesn't stick around. And that's one thing I don't know enough about. The specifics of the drama with Shelley Long and why she wasn't able to stay on the show. If it was contractual or if it was more of like a, you know how it gets sometimes with people. Personal/professional issues. But you know, although I could be wrong, maybe we'll be talking in a half an hour about, does she make a surprise appearance in the finale? Am I totally wrong? Do we get Frasier here in the premiere? This is interesting. Would you do that? Would you answer the phone at a bar? Certainly not. Who's calling the bar? I guess, see, here, okay, here we go. This is 1982. If you needed to know, you know, your husband or whomever said they were going to be at the bar, I guess you would call the phone at the bar. That's weird, though. If you're keeping along, we are just past the 4-minute mark at 4 minutes, 12 seconds. He's going to mime class. Fantastic. I'm going to say right now, you can see the chemistry already. This doesn't feel much like a pilot. This is pretty funny. So he did own the bar from day one. Okay. I wasn't sure if he was manager that then inherited it early on, but owner is established pretty early. And then this guy just leaves, right? He just pulls the douche move and disappears. And by the way, Shelley Long, you don't just leave her. at a bar in a basement in Boston. I mean, people don't talk like this, right? In Barbados tomorrow. What are you doing in Boston today? What? BU alum, my terrier family out there. I'm not a BU alum, but I have some BU blood. Wouldn't be surprised if my nephews ended up going to BU. So, like, in 2025, you're just showing this girl TikToks? Or, like, what? You're at the bar and just, like, showing her Instagram reels? And texting your buddies about fantasy football? People don't talk like this. They didn't then, either. Did they? If you're from the past, is this how you talk? Quoting poetry in a random basement bar with nobody there? I'll tell you what, my mother would not go to this bar. If there's nobody in there, she's not going. I think her idea is, if there's nobody in there's no one in there for a reason, right? So, Cheers would not be the place for her. It makes sense. You are, you weirdo. Do people even dress like this? Like, I guess he looks... This style's okay. She looks okay if she's running for, like, local political office, I suppose. But this is not... What time of day is this? Is this the afternoon at the bar? Is that why there's nobody in there? It's hard to say. Now, here comes the coach, right? Coach, the Patriots did it again. Did they get a jackrabbit for the backfield? No. They pass on a gunslinger? I don't know. The Patriots drafting a linebacker here is not a bad thing. They probably needed some help. Coach comes in hot, though, talking about the draft. He wanted a running back. He thought the offense was a problem, but I don't know. Get a big linebacker. She's a hooker. You'd get sued today. Here comes Carla, Rhea Perlman, with a Kramer-esque entrance right through the door, 100 miles an hour. She's pissed. This is her. This is who she is. She's hot. She's coming in hot. Here's somebody who's already had a bad day coming in to start her shift. Good to see her. Okay, so we're filling up. So this must have been early, like, lunchtime-ish. And Shelley Long and her husband or fiancé stopping in for a drink before they head to Barbados. Is that what we could surmise here? So I'm going to ask this about everybody, but was this Rhea Perlman's? Here we go. Norm, the first Norm. So he's getting out of work, maybe? Right? What do you think of the Patriots draft? Big topic. Linebacker's going to put him in the Super Bowl to get smoked by the Bears, maybe, Norm. But we know in the long run it's going to end up being okay for the Patriots. I didn't realize people even thought about the Patriots in 1980, whatever this is. So here we get some lore on Sam. Used to be one of the best pitchers in baseball. Mayday Malone. Double-A pitcher. That's not... One of the best relievers to ever play the game, says the coach. So... Sam Malone was a great reliever? He was like Ardolis Chapman? What is But he only made it to Double A? No, he was a major leaguer. Wow. Okay, I didn't know that. I knew he was a former ball player. I thought he was like a washout, but Sam Malone is Ardolis Chapman. That changes the whole show. A great drunk. That's like a trope, huh? The baseball player that's a drunk. Wow. So, this is good lore. I like it. So, Sam is sober. Does he stay sober through Cheers? If you're out there, because I might not find out by watching the finale and the premiere only, but does Sam Malone drink anymore during the course of the show? Does he have a relapse? Is that an arc? I think I remember seeing an episode where he, but I could be conflating it with like a Curb episode where people are drunk. Happy birthday, Becker! If you know what I'm talking about, so. We are 11 minutes and 38 seconds in. If you're joining us in the middle for some reason, which would be a wild thing to do. So this guy took her to a bar, sat her down, and then said, hang on, I'm going to go see my former lover for a little bit. I mean, come on. What are we doing? What is her name? I can't believe it's on the tip of my tongue. I keep calling her Shelley Long. And there it is, though, the reveal. He's not around. He took off. Kind of a little bit of a sad look there. Oh boy. Make a run for it. Now there's an idea. Ah, bitter little person. She and Danny DeVito are two very funny little people. So, you know, don't hate on it. Oh, what is her name, though? Sam and Diane. It's Diane, right? She's Diane. He sounds like a cur. What do we think that word means? I'm sure it's just like jerk. But cur, wow, very fancy word. When's the last time someone called you a cur? Coach. This feels like a very fully formed show already. Kind of hard to believe that it's a pilot episode, right? These characters seem to already have. There's Cliff, okay, our first shot of Cliff. And his outfit, his uniform. The night before my wedding, and I'm in the middle of a sweat contest. That's not the first time anyone's ever said that in their life. The human body. Yeah, see, the thing is back then, right, in the 80s, some guy like Cliff throws out some bullshit at a bar with a few beers in him. And, like, you just kind of had to go with it. Where everybody remembers the day where smartphones and Google took over. And I'm not trying to sound like a grandpa, but it did end debates about, like, any random thing. You know, like, you could have an argument with your friend about whether Vladimir Guerrero hit over under 341 one year. And you couldn't really be sure until you got to a computer, and by then the conversation was over. But now it's tough. Now it's like, you better be right before you say anything, or you better be willing to believe the wrong thing, too, because you can find that out there. Oh, something stirred inside him with Barbara. Oh, God. So this guy, what a way to fit her into the bar scene, huh? So pretty good. Okay, are they going to go? Are they going to Barbados? Who wasn't here? I like that. Sumner Sloan. Ah, she's laughing at him. Carla. Oh, Barbara, huh? So he's gonna leave her. He's gonna leave her for real at this bar. And then it'd be a... So is this guy, if you think about the canon of Cheers, without Sumner Sloan being a weirdo creep, we don't get Diane at Cheers with Sam and the whole everything that develops over the next seasons, right? Interesting. Look at how... Now it's full. So we got the nighttime crowd. She's not by herself. Pretty good. She's going to find her friends here. That's what's got to happen over the next, you know... How many seasons is she in this show? We'll look up some of this trivia in between episodes. How about that? We'll check it out. We'll do a little break. And then we'll put on the finale. Cheer up. You might have been in an accident. Love it. If you're checking in, there would have just been a commercial break. And I am at 17 minutes even. About 7 minutes to go here. Norm is passed out at the bar. Season 1, episode 1. I don't know how... That wouldn't fly in 2025, I don't think. It wouldn't at least be so simple. You know, there would be more awareness brought to the problem. Here it's just a buddy getting a buddy home like it used to be. But pass out at the bar, he must be hammered because he can drink a lot. I know people who drink like Norm. So for him to be passed out there, that's kind of crazy. She's been there all day. What's the food situation at Cheers? Like, anything? Has she eaten? I'm worried about her. I'm worried about what she's eating today. And here we are again, just the two of them. Some stranger who mixes drinks. That's too bad. Here she goes. She's going to start... This guy. Oh, God. The soliloquy here. So her vulnerability is real, though, huh? What is the love situation between them? Obviously, they get together or they don't get together. I see... Maybe we should watch more Cheers on the podcast, because this is definitely, I'm curious what happened between these two going forward. And I know it's a lot of will they, won't they, very Jim and Pam, but I know they don't end up married with kids either, because, you know, she leaves the show. Spoiler alert. Goofy. He is goofy. Ooh, talking smack. That's pretty harsh to say to someone you just met earlier that day who's not even drinking at your bar. She's going to be sad. Some heart to the show, huh? It's too bad. I like her outfit, actually. The colors are nice. She definitely pops and stands out in that camera shot as the bar is dark and dirty, and she really is a bright light, you know. It's interesting. Probably very intentional. But here we go. She's getting the news that he left to Barbados with his ex-wife. This is terrible. But a seminal moment in the show. Now she's officially part of, you know, the Cheers family. This is it. Sam. I think bartender's intuition is a real thing. Because they talk to so many people. Probably cab driver's intuition too. You get a sense for how people are doing when you spend time with them, stuck having to talk to them. Checking in at 21 minutes and 15 seconds. He's offering her a job now. Okay. And she's laughing in his face. Wow. But, you know, she's got nothing else. She looks, doesn't she pop though? If you look, she definitely pops on the screen almost like she's been retouched. And I wonder if she gets dragged down or if she brings the level up of the people around her. Or if she becomes a bar creature, which is great. I love the bar creatures. But. And here we go. Now we got more people coming into the bar. This is a long night at Cheers. This must be a Saturday. And like the regulars have gone home, but now people are coming in. There's booths in the back, so maybe they do have food. It does look like there's tables, right? That back, the people in the back, if you're looking back there. And Carla's taking an order. So they definitely have food. But did she eat bar food? She's so snobby. Interesting. She thinks she can. There's a perfect job for her. Now, how does she know what he's making? I almost said cooking, but. And also, who was drinking all of these? Because there's like six people in the bar, and she just listed off about 15 drinks, and they were all different liquors and varieties and blended and ices. Who's drinking all of that? Because if you take a look, this is a downstairs bar. This is not like there's like tons of people here. She's working. The overeager waitress, Diane. She still thinks she's above it, but she will become humbled by the experience of real life. And I think she will also remind people there that there's life outside of the bar a little bit too. But how many scenes are even shot outside of the bar? I know there's a back room. But how much is shot not in the actual bar, on the street, in someone's house? I think very little, if any at all, which is really something. It's a credit to the show. This entire episode has been shot like one long scene, pretty much. She's been talking to these people, and they don't speak English. And there we have it. So Diane now is part of the family. Cheers, Season 1, Episode 1, wrapping up. And we will call it there for Season 1, Episode 1. Take a quick break and be back to talk about the finale in just a moment. All right, so as we're kind of moving along here, I'm seeing the Cheers finale is One for the Road, Part 1, 2, and 3. And we're just doing part 3. We're going right to the end, the last produced episode of the show. You can call it a 3-part episode, and I've got some spoilers just looking at the thumbnails that Diane is a big part of the finale. I'm over here 2 minutes ago talking about, well, we don't see her in the finale. Well, we certainly do, because if we look at One for the Road, Part 1, Sam gets an unexpected visit from his ex-flame and Cheers favorite, Diane. One for the Road, Part 2, reconciliation comes from Sam and Diane after an unexpected turn of events. And One for the Road, Part 3, Sam and Diane are plagued with doubts about getting back together. So, we're seeing the beginning and the end of Sam and Diane in these episodes. And again, we're going right to episode 3, or season 11, episode 28, One for the Road, Part 3. Because, frankly, it's just, I don't have an hour to go over the three parts. And no one wants to hear me yammer on for another hour about Cheers. But I bet you can make it through 23 more minutes. Let's get it queued up and join me in watching One for the Road Part 3, the Cheers finale, in 3, 2, 1, play. Here we go. Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience. I imagine people were somber. Somber. There she is, right back. At the end. So they say 6 years of being apart. So Diane left the show after season 5. This is a much different feel in terms of everybody. Everybody just feels different. We've got Woody here instead of Coach. R.I.P. Coach. He's going to get a job at the juice bar in Diane's health club in California. That's what's happening. And now Frasier is here. But we all know Frasier is on his way to Seattle, or perhaps already moved. And now there's a show that could get on the season 1, episode 1 and finale list is Frasier. Now that's a great show. Much different, but you could put Frasier near the top of your all-time spinoff TV success rankings right off the bat. I mean, I can't think of another show that was as uniquely successful as Frasier from spinning off from another monster show like Cheers. So that would be an interesting conversation. The Frasier ranking, spinoff ranking, top 5, top 10. So the feeling here is that Sam is leaving. This is it. Cheers is closing. And I'm sure that's what the first part 1 and 2 were about, right? Cheers is shutting down. Sam's wearing some weird jacket. He's got some antique golf clubs. Frasier got his beard going, having a meltdown. So they don't like this. They don't like this. The friends do not like Diane coming back around. Interesting. Interesting. So there's a lot of tea, a lot of drama to talk about. Wow. You can't say no family, no future, nothing to look forward to your friend's face like that. Sam, you know? They do not want him closing this bar and leaving. And I just wonder, is it him they're going to miss, or is it their place? You know, nobody likes their place shutting down. Interesting. So how old is Sam, here, Mayday Malone? 11 years after the premiere. So he's probably about 50. Interesting stuff. Sam and Diane on one side of the bar, representing his potential future. And everyone else on the other side of the bar, representing his potential past. But this is not how you do it, Sam. Storming off like this. The woman coming back into your life and ruining things. I don't know. I don't know if they don't like her, but I think they respect her and they remember her. Interesting. Interesting that they... I want to know what happened. Maybe I should go back and rewatch all these episodes. But I don't have that much time. I have a daughter. That's why we can't podcast as often. But very sad tone here in the finale. I wasn't sure. I thought we'd have something funny. But this is not a funny feel. This is kind of downbeat. At least through the first, 4 minutes, 30 seconds. Pretty downbeat moment. On the plane, getting ready to take off. Captain McGovern. Gonna be taking off. He's trying to fly himself back home to Texas after this quick trip to California. Captain McGovern sounds like a strong name. If the pilot comes on your flight and his name is Captain McGovern, I think you're going to get there just fine. I would trust him. Captain McGovern. Sam is trying to just get laid on the flight. You ever hear of the Mile High Club? If we have any members of the Mile High Club that are in the audience listening, you want to email me, we will keep you anonymous if you so choose, but I would love to hear stories. I myself am not a member, don't have that pin. I have a lot of pins in my life, but don't have the Mile High pin. But if you do, email us in at justforfuncast@gmail.com. We use the number 4 on the email, justforfuncast. I hate it, but that's what we had to go with to get the email. So justforfuncast@gmail.com. Mile High Club. Let me hear the stories. We'll keep you anonymous. But I don't think it's a real thing unless you're rich, right? Because let's talk about this. Those bathrooms on the airplane, they're just not big enough for anything to even happen. It's almost as if they designed them to exclude new members from the Mile High Club since it became a thing. And also, are these coach seats? Or are these must be first class seats, but how much leg room do Sam and Diane have here? Because, like, they could do yoga. It just doesn't seem like a real plane. You know, I know we're filming this in the Stone Age, but it just doesn't feel... feels like a set a little bit. We've got a delay. See, so we're building in the delay. Just to give Sam a little more time to think about it. But pre-9/11 world, right? He might be able to smoke a cigarette right now. He might be able to get on and off this plane a couple times. Is this a dream? Is this a dream sequence? The flight attendants are just kind of dogging him a little bit. Did Shelley Long, I think she recently passed away too. Right? Shelley Long. I don't want to Google. I worry about the typing and Googling while I'm on the podcast. I feel like you get that clickety-clack in the background. And I am not advanced enough to really do anything about it. So I'm going to pass on that. But I think Shelley Long passed away fairly recently. Recording this in November of 2025. Is this a dream sequence? What's going on? This is a little strange. And then in the last episode, I was wondering how much of the series was shot outside of the bar itself. And here we have Sam and Diane spending a good chunk of time on this plane. It's a little bit like the Seinfeld finale. It's giving those vibes, if I'm being honest, because this is unusual. They were in the usual set very briefly. And now they're spending time on a plane with delays and issues. It's giving me Seinfeld vibes. And I don't like it. When you do a series finale, I think that you want to make it feel like home. You want it to be like in the setting where the show took place the most. With the familiar, you know, background noises and people and all the comforting things. In my opinion, that's what makes a finale feel great. At least like with a comedy. You know, a show like Breaking Bad where you have to kind of be running and gunning. Maybe you don't need that, but because everything, you know, the world around you is changing at such a vicious pace that you can't really go back to, like, you know, where Walter White was teaching high school and Walter Jr. was just, like, you know, being a weirdo. He's just that character, Walter Jr., man. Anyway. So here we go. Sam's back at Cheers, surrounded by his mates, right? His crew here. We've got Woody and Carla behind the bar. And Cliff and Norm having a beer on the outside. Frasier down the other end looking at those Cubans. Some illegal Cuban cigars back in the 90s. You get a little time for smoking these or possessing these? Oh, see, nobody wants to hang out with him now because he scorned them to their face. He told them, "You're not my family. You're not my people." And see, they're all choosing that feeling. This is a sad episode, I'm going to tell you. Everyone's got to get out of here. Abandoning Sam at his bar. So we're going to start and end the show with Sam Malone all alone. He's really getting spurned here. Really getting spurned. So we have a Lilith reference from Frasier. His wife or ex-wife, very complicated. I think she makes a cameo in Frasier, right? I think she does make like a one episode. She comes in to torture him. Ooh, you're getting burned with your own words now, Sam. It's not like this is your home. And you only have 10 minutes left in your whole show, bud. And you're all alone. This is not a good look. What do you do? Oh, they were pulling his leg. They were burning him. They're all alcoholics. They're not going home. They're not going home. They're pranking their buddy. Okay, okay. Good lesson learned. You got me, too. I didn't see it coming. I was going to say, that's not right. This show can't end so sad with Sam all by himself. Wow. So would Coach had lived, would he have been in this role forever? Would Woody Harrelson's career have been much different? So we go to what would have been a break. We've got the Cheers theme here. 12 minutes and 17 seconds in. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. That might have been the last commercial break. And here's Kirstie Alley. Wow. I forgot that she was... I thought she was gone too, but they don't even make... They were expecting her. Okay. So she's getting married and leaving here. Very reminiscent of how Diane was supposed to be in the first episode, right? She was coming in to get married and go on her honeymoon, and now there goes Kirstie Alley on her honeymoon. Interesting. A job offer with the sewer department. What's her name in this show? See, I'm not... Wow. We get a Donald Trump reference. She shoots for Donald Trump. That's what... In the 90s, that was your ideal man? Interesting how things have... Whether he's your ideal man in 2025 is a very acquired taste, I suppose. But, man, he's been with us for so long. Crazy Donald Trump reference right there. So she's out. That's it. Say goodbye. Here comes the heartfelt. He hasn't aged much there, Sam Malone. He looks, the characters, most of these guys look pretty similar to the, how they looked in the premiere. These are always great moments, though. Those moments where everything's shut down and it's just you and your friends behind the scenes. You can drop your guard a little bit. Very nice. So this is it. This is his crew. These are his people who were there right to the end. You know? Very profound question. What is the point to life? He's got the answer. Cliff, that was his thing, right? He knew everything. He had all the random trivia. Comfortable shoes. An interesting thought here on the shoes from Cliff. It is true. My wife always says you've got to have comfortable shoes. Otherwise, your whole day is kind of ruined. You're thinking about your sore feet instead of thinking about what you should be doing. Loose loafers are the way to go, if you ask me. Having kids, creating life. Gonna tear me up here, Carla? She's trying to say having kids is the point of life. Heartbreaking. Her kids are a point through the whole show. She's right here. And I only have the one kid. And she's sleeping right now, but it is a beautiful thing. They're going to go around the table here, and everybody's going to say their piece. They're all kind of showing their character a little bit here, the know-it-all, the working hard mother, the brilliant, you know, philosopher, psychiatrist. Here comes Woody with something. Nice to give everybody a little spotlight here as they wind down. He didn't like being called Huckleberry, not one bit. So Norm, does he get the last word here? No. They are getting pretty mushy here at the end, I've got to say. Oh boy, here we go, he's going to say it. The time goes by so fast. People move in and out of your life. You must never miss an opportunity to how much they mean to you. I'm trying to read the captions here, but Fraser's being very eloquent. And it is true, you should take the time to tell people how much they mean to you. It does happen very fast. One day I was meeting my wife. Now I have a baby. I was meeting new friends out here. Now we're at their wedding. My nephews are becoming little adults. And it's just, you know, it happens really fast. They can't say I love you back then. That was still hard. So we've got a telephone call. It feels like a callback almost. Let them think they're on their way. They smoke those cigars a little fast. If you've ever had a big cigar, you're not smoking that thing in 7 minutes here. And imagine smoking in this bar, how bad that place is going to smell in the morning. Big cigars like that, but it's a different world. It's a different world these days. So here he goes. He's going to be alone in his bar. He wants that change. She's going to be all alone here, and we're going to get that classic final scene. like things you can count on, says Woody. That's really interesting. So Woody leaves, and then is Norm going to be the last to say goodbye? He's going to stay here with Sam for a minute. Locks the door. Watches everybody leave. He is going to say his important thing. He does love a beer. That's great. That's a good line. Nice moment here between the two. They must be the two closest throughout the show, huh? We're looking at 20 minutes and 15 seconds in. 12 seconds, 13, 14. Very nice here. Watch me eat a bucket of buffalo wings. I love it. This is a great character. This is a nice moment here between two obviously very close friends. And I imagine America, as they're watching this, was crying and feeling very emotional. However many million of people were sitting in their home watching this. This was a little life advice at the very end. So Norm says that Sam could never be unfaithful. Could never be unfaithful to his one true love. Think about it, Sam. And he's left there to ponder what the heck he meant. Stubs out the cigar. Ted Danson's about to move to California down the street from Larry David. Womp, bump, bump, ba-da-da. So what's he thinking about here? He's the luckiest son of a bitch on earth. According to him, he's standing at the bar, framed center. Gets a feel of the old wood. This is it. We're closed. There's a famous shot from the outside. Sam saying, sorry, we're closed. And those are the last words spoken at the Cheers bar. Could be. Sam Malone straightens the picture. It doesn't straighten for him. What's the implication here? Is he leaving again? Or is he here forever? As he walks off into the darkness, the lights go off at Cheers. Quietly, the credits come up, and that's it. Wow. So really, not a lot of laughs there at the end. A good laugh on that beer joke from Norm when he says, you know what I love? Beer, Norm. Yeah, I'll have a quick one. That's great, but not the funniest, you know, ending, because it couldn't be. These are beloved characters with a lot of emotional attachments. So really tricky to make it funny, but what do you think the implication is there at the end of the Cheers finale? Is the bar closing down? Is he staying forever? Are they his true love? And what did you think? And I enjoyed doing this. It was a test run at doing season one, episode one, and the finale. First and last, we'll call it. Maybe, you know, we'll work some kinks out. And I'd love to have someone come on with me. It's a lot to talk through on my own. But thanks if you stuck around. And if not, we're putting another episode of the Just for Funcast in the bank here. Email in at justforfuncast@gmail.com. Again, my bad, but we got to use the number 4 in the email, justforfuncast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about Cheers. Let me know what I was totally wrong about as I was trying to figure out how the relationships went. And if you made it to the end here, thank you for listening. look for more episodes of the Just for Fun cast. We're trying to build a library here of all the things that people have enjoyed over the years. You want to talk about something? You want to watch something together? Do you have a book that you like? Do you enjoy a movie in particular that maybe I've never heard of? Let me know. I'd love to talk about it with you. And thanks for joining, and I'll get out of here. This was a long one. Just for funcast@gmail.com. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.